My name is Donald Mann. I'm the author of a book called Okay God, Now What? That shows how to use slogans and affirmations to make turnarounds happen in your life and for success. And I'm going to talk about how to use those kinds of tools to overcome the effects, negative effects of political campaigns.
Okay, here we go. Mr. Mann, you've kind of made a living on the study of slogans and how they can affect you, and this must be your high season, given the political season. And but tell us about the fact that so many of our ads these days are, gosh, they can be depressing with all the negativity. Can you counteract that?
Absolutely. The first issue is to understand the reason why they're doing what they're doing. The political campaign process uses the top advertising gurus and top neuroscientists, psychoscientists, psychiatrists, and those kinds of folks to tailor ads to trigger responses in individuals to motivate them to vote for the particular candidate they want to on election day. And that process is primarily driven by fear. They've discovered that a fear-based ad is 4 to 10 times more effective than a positive, aspirational-type advertisement. So in order to counteract that, you have to recognize it's an attack on your personal self-identity and work on developing a strong self-image of yourself to counteract that kind of advertising.
That's kind of important right now, because given the negativity, I mean, regardless of who you are for, if that person doesn't win, if you're using a lot of your judgments off the ads you've seen, it's like, oh my goodness, we're going to literally fall off the cliff.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, they're predicting that in the course of 2 to 6 months, you're going to actually see a rise in medical visits from anxiety-induced stresses that occur over whoever wins, because roughly half the population is going to be unhappy about it.
And you say the key is to kind of work on your own self-esteem, so to speak, so, you know, sort of like, well, no matter who wins, you know, I can weather it because of who I am. Am I getting that correct?
That's right. That's the power of your self-identity. What they've discovered is that for any advertisement, that if it doesn't trigger emotional responses in you, you can then look at the information and make rational decisions about it. But most advertisements, including political campaign advertisements, are designed to trigger you into your emotions. What they've discovered is if you have a strong self-identity, then you're less swayed by falling into the emotions and be able to look at things clearly. Of course, the source of your self-identity is what the chief issue is. If your self-identity could be based on somebody else's ideas or your family or friends, those are all things that are powerful. But the most powerful one, of course, is God himself, which is what comes out of the book that I wrote, Okay, God, Now What?, which is how to build your self-identity in what God has given us.
Mr. Mann, you study human emotions. You studied advertising. Are we to take away that, I guess, that as far as advertising is concerned, that the emotion to really get people to act is actually fear?
The primary and strongest emotion for most people, particularly that when your self-identity is in questionable state, is fear. Preferably, you'd like to think about the aspirational aspects, and that can be very good. But in general, what they found is that particularly for political campaign advertising, negative emotions are the strongest one to motivate people for who they vote on election day. Now, the reverse is true in most commercial advertising. Most commercial advertising stresses the benefits, the positive things, and really doesn't do too much on the fear part. Part of that's being because it's a different environment, a different kind of messaging that works on us. But you have to recognize that if you respond in fear, you need to deal with it, not ignore it.
I guess that is sort of what we hear, you know, the pundits who say that people say they don't like negative ads, but they do respond to them. Is that pretty much why what you just said explains this phenomenon?
Actually, it's even a little bit deeper than that, but yes, it does. See, the advertisements are designed to work on your subconscious mind. What one of the great major discoveries in science in the last 10 or 15 years has been the degree to which we actually run by our subconscious mind, not our cognitive or aware mind. We operate something like 95% of the time by the subconscious mind. So the advertisements, even if you aren't paying attention to them, your mind still hears them, receives them, and acts upon them and registers what they are. So the clearest way to do that, of course, is to continually build yourself up with positive affirmations about who and what you are. Of course, the greatest ones are about from what God says from us, from the work of Jesus Christ. To establish your personal identity, it's a regular process, and as you do that, you'll then stay free of falling into the fear they're trying to trick you into.
Mr. Mann, am I missing anything?
No, I think the most important thing is that for the callers who happen to go to our website, which is at okgodnowwhat.com, that we have right there a list of top 10 affirmations or slogans that you can use to develop your self-identity in Christ better. And that's available for anybody who goes to the website, okgodnowwhat.com, and enters in this radio station call letters so you can receive this top 10 free list.
Okay, Mr. Mann, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thanks a lot, Rich. I appreciate it.